Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Since January, the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office received a missing persons report on Thomas Botello Sierra. We learned that Friday morning, authorities found the body in the 800 block of East School Way, east of Pinecrest Drive. A forensic autopsy is scheduled for later today. The Arcata Police Department arrested six adults for furnishing alcohol to minors over the weekend. Arrested were all men with ages ranging from 23 to 62, and three were local residents. The actions were the result of a statewide shoulder tap operation. That's the program that involves a minor under the supervision of a peace officer outside a liquor or convenience store asking patrons to buy them alcohol. The Sheriff's Office and Sunlink Communications continue their investigation into four acts of vandalism that have led to a shutdown of service for thousands of customers. Vandals cut Sunlink fiber optic cables at four locations, two in Ferndale, one in Trinidad, and the fourth in Bayside. Fortuna Police Department announced it has debuted a new technological application helping track crimes that happened within city limits. The department now has an online map that can be accessed by the public, analyzes crime data and incidents, quickly alerting residents of crimes as they occur. The application is called Raids Online. It's synchronized with the department's record system, automatically updating as new incidents happen. It also allows residents to get general information about crime incidents and can be used on most digital platforms. Arcata City Manager Randy Mendoza has his eye on Valley West. Mendoza considers the Valley West area a key component of Arcata's economic viability.
I think it's going to be a more polished version of what we have right now. In fact, it's on our staff agenda this week. We're getting ready to do a neighborhood meeting up there. I talked to one of the business people here a while back, and he offered his establishment. So the city staff is getting ready to invite the businesses out there to just have a dialogue, everything from streets to crime prevention, business opportunities.
But most often, when Valley West gets mentioned in the news, it's due to crime, either at a motel or burglary at a business. Mendoza will gather city staff, including police, planning, public works, community development, and environmental services, at a meeting with business owners on April 4th at the Hampton Inn Conference Room.
It's holding its own. I don't think that there's open storefronts out there that I know of. We have the Zanzi Carlson Park development just right there off of Gentoli around the corner, and that was just paved. Valley West is a hot area for Arcata, and it's one of the few areas left in the city that there's space for people to build and develop businesses.
Business owners and residents of Valley West are all welcome to attend and provide their feedback to city leaders. More KINS news after this.
St. Joseph Health believes every moment is precious, no matter who you are or where you come from. That's why we're making high-quality healthcare more convenient for your needs. St. Joseph Hospital's new patient care facility has expanded emergency, surgical, and diagnostic imaging services. The latest technology, the largest network, and highly skilled staff and physicians at both St. Joseph and Redwood Memorial Hospitals. That's St. Joseph Health.
For today's Art Community, we continue with looking at how local government can help with business development. There's an interdependent relationship as local government relies on tax revenues and business development is aided by a certain degree of infrastructure. Humboldt County Supervisor Ryan Sundberg points out is something you may not notice until it's gone.
Nobody complains about it till it's not there, and then, or if they need it and want it and they can't get it.
Deciding who gets what, especially in a region as large and diverse as ours, is a critical issue.
It's a tricky one with how do you disperse it? Who gets it? And the county's so huge.
The bill for infrastructure is high, and when funds are tight, local governments sometimes get behind.
Because I think the last I heard, we were $200 million in deferred maintenance for the county, and most of it's all roads.
Stay tuned next Monday as we continue discussing business development in our community. With KINS of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.